It's been a historic season so far for W.H. Croxford High School's senior girls basketball team, who have the opportunity to battle for the Rocky View Schools division banner this weekend. The Cavaliers ended the Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA, regular season in first place with an unbeaten 5-0 record. After receiving a bye through the first round of the RVSA playoffs this week, the Croxford team will kick off their postseason run tonight, with a semifinal game against the Bow Valley Bobcats. Tassia Rushford, Croxford teacher and the teacher sponsor for the Cavaliers senior girls team, said the girls have worked hard to get where they are. "They've been practicing virtually every day to get there," she said, adding the players' overall cohesion has contributed to the group's success. "They work together well, practice all the time, and the communication is really important. They work really hard on and off the court in terms of getting their plays down, working together, and supporting one another from the bench. They just have all the little things going for them." The Cavaliers boasted both the strongest offense and defense in the RVSA during the regular season. They outscored their opponents 360-136 in their five games, scoring an average of 72 points per game and allowing an average of just 27.2 points per game. They'll be the heavy favorites in tonight's semifinal, having beaten the Bobcats 82-40 when the two teams played each other during the regular season. Bow Valley, who were the RVSA's fourth-place team in the regular season, advanced to the semifinals after beating the Burt Church Chargers on Tuesday. This school year has already been a memorable one for Croxford's female athletes. The senior girls' volleyball team enjoyed their best-ever season in 2021-22, finishing in second place in both the RVSA and at the South Central Zone's 4A tournament, which acts as a qualifier for the provincial championships. According to Rushford, three players from that volleyball team are also on the basketball roster. In addition, Croxford's ladies' curling team picked up the RVSA banner on February 2. The winner of tonight's semifinal will qualify for the RVSA championship game, which Croxford will host on Saturday at 7 p.m. The Cavaliers are the last Airdrie-based team in the competition, as the George McDougall Mustangs also went out in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. "This is my first year at Croxford, but from what I've heard around the school from students, teachers and staff members is that this is the team that will take it as far as we've gone, ever," Rushford said. The other semifinal tonight sees the Cochrane Cobras take on the Chestermere Lakers for a berth in Saturday's championship game. Regardless of whether or not the Cavaliers take home the RVSA banner this weekend, Rushford said it's been a privilege to be involved with the group this season. "I can't say enough good things about this team," she said. "Academically, they're excelling, on the court, they're excelling, and they're amazing human beings as well."